I'm home. Oh, hi. Hi. Welcome home to me, I guess. Yeah. So is everything okay? Yeah, I just of course I don't mind the hug. It was just a little unexpected. No, it was a really, really long day at work. It was crazy. It was, yeah. I just, ugh, people everywhere. And you know how I feel about people. Well, besides you. I mean, you're all right, I guess. Are you okay? Hun, are you okay? Be honest with me. No, don't pull the nice person card. Okay? I know I've had a long day, but I'm still here for you, so what happened? Oh, okay. Well, I'm not surprised. Well, when I say I'm not surprised, obviously I'm still upset about it. But it usually happens when you get out of that place. The people there are jerks and stupid and just horrible people in general. Listen, what they think about you is irrelevant, okay? And I know that saying that isn't going to help in the moment, but they have no right to tell you anything. Only you have the right to say anything about you, okay? No, they can't deny you that. They are idiots, is the nicest thing I could say about them. What you identify as is only decided by you, okay? Okay. So, whenever people like that start spouting off, tell them that their opinions are irrelevant, and that if they continue, your big scary boyfriend will come beat them up. Because I will. I'll leave work in that instant. I'll come beat them up for you. Exactly. Is that, well, are you feeling better? Good. At least I made you smile. And that's the important part. I love you, darling. No matter what. I loved you when we first met. And I have loved you every day since for the past 2 years. Nothing has changed. Well, that's a bit of a lie. My love for you has grown exponentially. I love you. And I will always support you in every decision in life. But seriously, if they start again, call me. I'll be right there, and I'll come meet them up for you. I know. I can't exactly get away with that. Not for lack of trying. I'd try. I'd do it. I just get into a little bit of trouble, probably. Yeah. But again, hun. Only you get to decide who you are, okay? Only you do. Nobody else gets to choose that. I don't care what those idiots say at the store you like going to. They're complete imbeciles, and they just... They don't want to learn anything outside of what they believe themselves, no matter how idiotic it may be. Exactly. Exactly. Some people should just... If they don't have anything nice to say, they should keep it to themselves, right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know that? I do. See, I've loved you. Oh, I'm trying to like find a good example for this. So, you know the distance between the Earth and the Moon? Mm-hmm. It's quite a long ways. I've loved you for at least 17 or 30 trips. And that's a big jump, I know, but I'm trying to really play it up here. 17 to 30 trips from the Earth to the Moon and back. That's a lot. Listen, I'm tired, okay? I can be as cheesy as I want in my tired, delusional state. I love you. Though, I do mean that. And I'm glad that you're smiling again. Now, what do you say for the remainder of our evening? I crack open an energy drink because I'm going to pass out otherwise. And we order food and we watch your favorite movie. That also happens to be one of my favorites. Not my favorite, but it's up there. It's a good one. Well, you know me. I'm a horror fanatic. I like the really cheesy movies, too. Like, the ones that are just really bad. Like, what's that one? Oh, like, Children of the Corn. It's such a funny movie. It's so bad, but it's so funny. How did that one scare you? Oh, we'll have to watch it again sometime. No worry, I'll protect you. Now, come on. You get the movie started, and I'll get the food ordered. You want the same as usual? Perfect. I'll get it ordered. Love you.